The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Adam Fields, Midnight 27 Studios owner and creator of the comic book series Prowl. You are listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 374. I hope all is well with you, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. Well, it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it's time for the Showcase of the Immortals. I'm talking about WrestleMania. It goes down this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, again a two-night event, and it's packed full of great wrestling action, and you know what that means. I had to invite my friends over. Ringside Ran, DJ Joey Blaze, the pro wrestling pundits are going to join me to preview this great PLE, Premier Live Event, what we used to call pay-per-view. Anywho, we're going to break it all down, look at all the matchups, talk about the build for the matchups, give our predictions, and I'm really looking forward to it because I think that this year's card has got some unique aspects to it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to keep it for the cast, if you will. But before I throw it to my two pals, I'd like to talk real quickly about World's Greatest Comics. They are a great supporter of the PVD Cast, and you hear me talk about them every single week. They are fantastic. It's the best store for comics in the Central Ohio area. You need some single issues, you need a graphic novel, you need maybe some back issues to plug some holes in maybe your collection of Fantastic Four. Well, all of that, plus toys, collectibles, and various other things can be found at World's Greatest Comics. So if you're in Central Ohio, you owe it to yourself to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you're not around the Central Ohio area, you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their website, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WGComics. And I really do appreciate the support from Jeff and all the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics. I mean, I can sit here and talk for another 3 hours about how much I appreciate them, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much, World's Greatest Comics. But nonetheless, let's get to it. I know what you're all waiting for, so I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And then on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with the pro wrestling pundits previewing this year's WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, it's WrestleMania season. It's going to be here in just a few short days. Joining me is, of course, the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you?
I'm doing well. I went to McDonald's today.
Why'd you go to McDonald's
today? I ate a kid's meal. The kid's mom wasn't happy with me.
Ringside Ran, how are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm not having a good day. I went to Walmart and people took pictures of me.
We're starting off early, ladies and gentlemen.
But jokes okay. And jokes okay. And jokes. As okay. I was leaving, a girl wished me a good day. So I'm going to have a good day.
Okay, there you go. All right. So we're here to preview WrestleMania, to talk about the matches, to give our opinions, to give our predictions, talk about the build, and all that fun stuff. And man, oh man, we have a lot of matches, and I don't believe that they have actually slotted some of them. So far, we only know Night 2's main event. We know a couple of matches for Night 1. So I don't know where these are going to fall, but we're just going to talk about them according to what we have jotted down. Does that sound like a plan?
Make sure you give out the telephone number so the listeners can call in with questions.
Sure. I mean, they could call in on the WCW 900 number.
you know, was it 1-900-909-9900?
Yes, there you go.
I thought it was 1-900-909-4PVD. Ooh, dude, what if 1-900-PVD-CAST is available?
I don't know. I should look into this.
Then I can just, the people call it, I can just breathe heavy on the other end.
Well.
Well, I'm fat already, so I tend to breathe heavy. I mean, I'm large enough, I should just go ahead and become a wrestling promoter. I'm that overweight.
Oh, now, hey. Oh,
hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
Well, what's out there?
Melaleuca. Okay, enjoy. I'm drinking from the leaf, baby.
All right, well, let's jump into it. Let's go ahead and get right to it, shall we? Let's get to the main event.
Let's get right to it.
The main event, night two. We know it's the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. It is the challenger Cody Rhodes taking on Roman Reigns. What are your thoughts on this match as it stands right now?
Is it for one title or both titles?
That is a good question. I believe it is for both titles.
It's say the undisputed.
Okay.
WWE Universal Championship.
I still don't see how Cody is this far over in that when he left 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5-6 years ago, somewhere in there.
To start another promotion, was he developing that much in Jacksonville that he can come back and now is at the top of the industry?
I think that he has certainly gotten better in the ring. I don't think he was terrible in the ring to begin with. I think that he's developed more so in the promo department by taking those snippets of reality and throwing them in there. I think that his promos have gotten better.
I think he was a victim of Vince's love for big, strong wrestlers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And therefore, he was overlooked.
Absolutely.
So I got shot down when I was talking about how powerful I felt their promos leading up. They have, if I'm not mistaken, they haven't even touched each other.
That is correct.
No.
No.
So, first of all, they have built this match, this Mania match, from Rumble to now without them touching each other. Mm-hmm. He's locked up with other members of the Bloodline, mm-hmm. but yeah, him and Roman haven't touched.
Including Monday Night.
Right, which he beat Solo and so, you know, took Solo's. So leading up to this Mania, Cody has never won a WrestleMania match.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it changes, obviously. I think he's the one that takes the title. And I think we see some sort of thing where they do the brand split and it goes back to a title for each, where he just wants to, I bet they bring back the Winged Eagle. I feel like they bring back the Winged Eagle, for Cody. And I think Cody's going to carry it for a while. He's not going to have a Roman type of run, maybe to SummerSlam, maybe Survivor Series, and somebody will come along, but he's going to have a run. It's just amazing. You talk about the transition. I think Cody's always had it. I've always felt that he's always had it. Myself and our friend of the show, Eric Smalls, met him before a WWE show and had a nice conversation with him. And I always felt like he always had that. It's just he just was in obscurity there for a while. So, but the promos have matured, stuff's matured, and I definitely see him. I think it's going to be about a 30-minute match. It's going to be up and down, back and forth, but it's going to be a clean pin, and Cody's going to take it.
I agree with you 100%. I have down the exact same thing, that I feel like it has to happen, too. I think there's some of that. I feel like it really, really needs to happen. I think that Roman, I think he regains it. I would not be surprised if we get to SummerSlam or we get to Survivor Series, and Roman has now figured his way into the title picture somewhere.
Take somehow. Some time off in between.
Right, take time off in between, because again, how can we miss you if you never go away? He goes off, does what he needs to do, comes back. Maybe he regains that title from Cody after giving him a very nice run.
My theory is Bloodline interference backfires and Cody gets the title. And then we have a short period of Bloodline problems with him.
Yeah, that could be a way to go, because that's the one thing we haven't done yet. They haven't done yet. They haven't done the friction between the members itself, with the exception a little bit with Jay, but, you know. So, Rand, you're going Cody then?
Yeah.
Well, we're all three in with Cody.
Do you think we're getting to the point where we have Roman fatigue?
Oh, yes. I think so.
I don't I don't think that it's fatigue. I'm not tired of the character right now, to be honest with you. I think he still is over and still keeps getting over with this whole tribal chief gimmick. And to me, I'm amazed how long it's lasted in today's wrestling mind, like the wrestling fan, how everything, we want something long term, but we don't want this. But he has stayed over, whether it be people who don't like him or like him, for such a long time. I don't know if there's any fatigue on it, but I think it would be good for him to go away, so we want it back.
I think there's a little bit of fatigue with the fans. I think that he's not getting as much of a pop, but I still think he's over.
Oh my God, his heat is still crazy. I think as soon as he comes out, boo, yay, you know.
But look, the bottom line is, let's avoid fatigue. Let's let him 100%. Take some time off. Let him take time off. Let him recoup, do what he wants to do, come back.
He's on TV a lot, but he doesn't have many matches.
Well, that's smart on his behalf. I mean,
That's a testament to how over he is.
Sure.
He doesn't need to have matches to reinforce the character that all of these people, KO, Sammy, Solo, Paul Heyman, Usos, all of them are doing such a great job.
Do you think this storyline, who's one guy besides Roman that this whole storyline couldn't take place with if they didn't have him?
Sami Zayn.
Paul Heyman.
I was thinking Heyman. I think Zayn is a big deal, but I think Zayn might be somebody that you might be able to plug.
You could have substituted somebody else for Sami.
I don't think you can substitute for Paul.
No.
Okay. Paul is such a silent MVP in this whole storyline. Yes, my tribal chief.
I think Paul Heyman opens up Monday Night Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Paul Heyman, and last night we saw a terrible miscarriage of justice.
Well, look, yes, I agree. Heyman is fantastic. His facials, we've talked many times on this podcast about how they are so subtle but so important to what's going on in the promo or in the match or whatnot. He truly has been fantastic. But let's stick with the bloodline. Let's talk about the tag team title match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Joey, what do you think about this match? Possible ending? Are we going to see a title switch, et cetera?
Here's where I think we're going to see the bloodline backfire. And you talked about it in the main. I'm thinking something's going to happen here with Solo.
I'm on the same wavelength.
Where something happens and he costs them the tag titles. And KO and Sami win the titles. Because there's a rumor that the next premium event, so hard to say that, it's supposed to be a six-man of the Usos and Roman against Cody, KO, and Sami Zayn.
Okay.
So I think that they take those tag titles. I don't know how long they'll hold them, though. It'll be interesting to see because they're both singles guys, you know. So, but I think I definitely see them winning because of backfiring of Solo's interference. That's where I see it at.
It's like you read my notes, Joey. I agree 100%.
I look at Solo as being Diesel, as in the silent back, standing in the back, the enforcer.
No, and he does a great job of that.
Like Big Bubba Rogers.
Almost never Mr. facial Hughes. Expression. Curtis Hughes, yes.
Yeah. But I think he's going to go further than Curtis Hughes did. No offense to Mr. Hughes. But I think once this bloodline breaks up, Solo is going to be the breakout star from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll be talking about his name with bigger things come 2024 when there's a bidding war as well here. So
that's what I hear. There's going to be a bidding war.
Somebody said something about it.
I don't know. All right. Let's talk about the next, probably I would say, star-studded match, which is going to be night one. It's going to be the very first match. We know that confirmed because one of the participants has to go film a movie. Austin Theory defending the U.S. Championship against John Cena.
Austin Theory has a movie?
I can see him doing like a low-budget B-movie, kind of like Buff Bagwell 7? Did.
You mean, I was just going to say the Marine 13? Is that what he's going to do?
Or like I said, that Buff Bagwell one that's on late at night on Cinemax.
Oh, geez. Joey, what do you think about this match?
Clearly, Cena's not going to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cena wins by disqualification.
Ooh.
And doesn't get the title,
but still makes Austin Theory look strong. And it's a win-win for everybody. Because Cena's going to put him over. Cena is literally the Chris Jericho of the WWE comes back. You know, Jericho's put over Starks and put all over those guys. He's been putting over in AEW. I think Cena's going to put him over, but he's not going to eat a pin. He's going to win by DQ, but Theory retains the title.
I thought I saw a preview from Monday Night Raw where Cena is involved with the U.S. title open challenge.
For next Monday?
So if that happens, that means, like you think, the disqualification, and he gets a rematch, or he gets the title.
Well, like I said,
that's true.
The rumor is he's supposed to be on a plane. That's why they're going on first. Is the rumor is he's got to be on set, like sometime late night, early morning, for whatever new project he's doing. I don't even know what he's doing, what his project is, but
hopefully it's not wearing women's clothes again, as we saw on the internet.
Yeah, that he did not pull that off very well. No, anyways,
not as well as I do. But
well, hey, you know. Anyways,
$20 is $20.
What do you think, Rand? Who's going over?
I think Austin Theory finds a way to cheat to keep the title.
Rand, I agreed with you. I have him going over, but I feel it's a dirty finish. Somehow he uses the belt and hits Cena when the ref is knocked down, or
right in his bald spot.
Right in his bald spot.
Maybe he hits him with that purple cow from that.
Run in by the purple cow.
Or he takes one of the Glad hefty bags and like Terry Funk, he puts it over like Flair's head and tries to.
What if it was nothing but gimmicks like that from Cena's acting career?
Oh my God.
He gets hit by like a Fast and Furious car or something like that.
Yes.
Ooh, Hollywood Backlot Brawl 2.
Bumblebee comes out and transforms and then distracts him because he's watching him transform, and then he gets schoolboyed. All right, let's move on to Logan Paul versus Seth freaking Rollins. I'll start off with this because I feel like this is not going to happen, but I think it needs to happen. I think Logan Paul has to actually sacrifice a little bit and come to the WWE for 2 or 3 months. I think this constant in and out, in and out, in and out is not going to help him at all. All right, and I know he doesn't have to. I know he's got the big contract with the WWE. He's got all those other things that he's got going on. But how can we get invested in him as a heel or as a babyface if he's in and out, in and out, in and out? I still think he wins somehow over Seth. I don't know how, but he somehow wins. But again, he's going to probably be gone within a week or so. And so what's the point?
So you don't think he moves the meter?
He moves the meter a little bit, but guess what? If he's here 3 or 4 months, he moves the meter a lot.
See, I tend to disagree. I think Logan Paul was more of an attraction.
Really?
He like the Brock Lesnar treatment. And I think that we might not look at it because we are part of an older demographic. But the younger demographic that is this loves social media, and here I'm going to tell you why. This is all going to come around full circle. I really like his energy drink. And his, like, hydration drink, Prime. They're cleaned out on store shelves. I can't find the Prime I want anywhere. I'm supposed to have Target, Walmart. I can't find it. Am I drinking it? Yeah. Are you drinking it? Probably not. You're probably not. But somebody's drinking it. So he's got a huge fan base. So he's like Brock Lesnar. I think it's okay for him to come in and bring that fan base in. Would I like to see him stay as a fan? Yeah, because he's... He has natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before on here. He could be something special, but he likes making the money with what he's doing. He likes fiddling with his brother, and he likes banging chicks and being popular and being Mr. Social Media. Well, we had a conversation, a wrestling chat about people being in their prime. This motherfucker's not in his prime yet either. So I think he can still do what he does and then keep doing it, and then if he wants something to fall back on, as that star loses its luster, because that 15 minutes, is burning up on social media with him. I think he can always lay back on the WWE, and he'll always have a spot. So that's my 2 cents on that. I think at some point, yeah, but I don't think he needs to right now.
I realize he's a big draw. Who would have been his equivalent 15 to 20 years ago?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know who.
Who's somebody that's like a popular...
Mike Tyson was a draw for a short period, but he wasn't in a world of social media like this guy's. This guy's killing it. He and his brother, they're just huge. But maybe not to our demographics, but to...
The younger crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just hard for me to get invested. Like I said, I have him winning because I'm not dumb. I know how the business is. They gave him all that money. They want to. They're going to get a hell of a match. I mean, they certainly are between Rollins and Logan. And that would be, I would love to see a series of best of seven.
I don't think he's winning.
You don't?
I think Seth wins. And I think that sets up a match with them at the next pay-per-view. They have a number two, and then they'll eventually have a number three. I think they could have one of those type of feuds where you can have a best of three. And he doesn't need to be there every week on Monday Night Raw. He could be there to have a taped promo.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have to be there, and I think it's something that where I think that's a direction. I know all these feuds are supposed to come to Mania and stop, but they're not going to. And no. I think this is one that you can kind of take on to maybe the next pay per view, right? And then all of a sudden it's SummerSlam, you know, something happens and they go at it again, and that way you can keep Seth as a face through then too.
It's pretty well established that Seth doesn't need to win.
That's true. He's still over.
He lost three in a row to Cody.
Right. And he's still over.
But that's even more reason to win, too, though.
Yeah.
I think that you need to give him a win. And I think this would be, with the way that they are and the way he's been selling him, like those punches, dude, he just falls flat. Like, that is an amazing sell to me. I think that's just, oh my God. I thought for real he got him that one time because he went dead. So. I see this carrying on like for another one, and then they'll have like a tiebreaker maybe at SummerSlam or Survivor Series.
All right, so Rand, what say you about this match, Logan Paul versus?
Hold on, are we talking about Logan Paul or Rand Paul? I kind of think Rand Paul's got a Wuhan street fight match against Dr. Fauci, and it's a best out of 19 because it's all about COVID-19.
Does he go by Dr. Death?
Ooh.
Doctor of Desire, Anthony Fauci.
Oh. Nobody's more desirable than Anthony Fauci, I'll tell you that.
Maybe we'll get Jim Cornette from Kentucky to be in Rand Paul's corner.
I don't think that would work.
Who would be in Fauci's corner?
Dr. Tom Pritchard, obviously.
Would maybe known as the practice?
Their finisher would be the old Midnight Express flapjack. We could just call it HMO.
I got it. Jesse the Body, the former governor of Minnesota, is with Kentucky Senator
Rand Paul. Okay.
So really quick, I know we're sidetracking here.
That's okay.
Ring music, ring entrance music for Fauci and Pritchard, Like a Surgeon by Weird Al Yankovic.
Nice. All right.
Good talk.
Fantasy booking aside, who do you see winning this match between Rollins and Logan Paul?
I see Seth winning.
Okay.
You don't get that insightful anywhere else but from Rand on the PVD cast.
We got to get back to the callers.
Is there any reason why you see him winning, Rand?
I think he needs the
win. It doesn't matter what you... I'm just kidding. I've just been wanting to say that.
It's pandemonium in the spectrum tonight, fans. All right, well, let's move on to a match that I think is very hard to call, to be honest with you. I had a very difficult time picking a winner, and that is the match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair defending against Rhea Ripley.
I thought you were going to talk about that Four Corners tag match. I thought that one was too tough.
No, that was not.
I didn't know.
No, I see Dr. Tom and Dr. Anthony picking up the victory.
That's a different match.
Oh, okay. Anyways, carrying on, Rand...
Wuhan street fight.
What say you about Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair?
He's got a damn bat! He's got a damn bat! Sorry, not the one Sting carries.
Okay. I'm going with Rhea Ripley. I think somehow maybe Damian Priest gets involved.
Okay, all right.
And I see Rhea. Has she won the title before?
What title does she have?
NXT?
NXT, but then
she had the Raw.
She had the Raw one. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, from a couple of years ago when it was the COVID WrestleMania, that they had a hell of a match.
Their match was for the NXT title.
Oh, that's right. It was for the NXT title. That's correct. I forgot. Yeah,
you are correct, sir.
Rand, I agree with you. I think Rhea Ripley is going to win. I think that maybe this might be a good opportunity to take her and spin her off on her own. Kind of pull her away a little bit from the
judgment. From being mommy.
From the Judgment Day. I'm not saying that it's totally finished, that we wouldn't see her with the Judgment Day, but let's give her a little bit of the spotlight, see what she can do, because I don't think she's had that spotlight yet. And whether it's with Dominic or not with Dominic, I think she deserves an opportunity to show what she can do. Especially with the new darker character, you know, because, right. You know, the goth chick kind of.
I might pay her to show me what she can do.
Okay.
What?
Joey, what do you think about this matchup?
The only way that Charlotte's going to break Daddy's record is to lose the belt and win it back again, right?
True, right.
So.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but if you go back through the
archives.
The archives.
Right.
Somebody over here told you that she's going to break Ric Flair's record.
Okay. Yes, that is on record.
Okay, so as he's tooting his own horn, which I think that's what he went in the bathroom to do.
I got Tom once doing that.
I see Rhea winning as well. I think we all agree. And moving over to SmackDown to kind of separate it. But I still see her being mommy for a while.
Yeah, I do too. But I think it would also be, it would be nice. Like, the way that I imagine it, it's like when Tully and JJ would go and do kind of their feud, you know, separate from the Horsemen, you know, and then come back to the Four Horsemen. Like, that's what I'm envisioning there.
Which one's Tully, though?
That's a great question.
Rhea?
Rhea's Tully. Yeah. I mean, JJ is clearly Dominic.
Right. He looks like a JJ.
Speaking of Dominic Mysterio.
Dynamite!
Speaking of Dominic Mysterio, let's talk about his matchup against Daddy-O, Rey Mysterio. First of all, I got to say, I'm glad that this past week on SmackDown, they did the final, like, I'm tired of this shit. And I've had it. You're not going to talk to your mother that way. Great way to get us right to WrestleMania, right in the perfect spot for this match. All right. Which I know he had to agree to it and whatnot, but fantastic. I think this was awesome. I see Dominic Mysterio going over. I see him still being kind of the fall guy or the bump guy for the Judgment Day. I being the lackey, if you will, I still think he's kind of, if you will, he will be like the Buddy Roberts of the group. Joey Pop for the Fabulous Freebirds reference.
Oh, good old Buddy Roberts. So my two cents on this is I see, it's just crazy that that happens the year that Ray's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
I mean, right. But I think it's just something, I think it's a necessity that needs to happen because we need to keep going with this with Dom to keep building his character and building his character. He has heat, regardless if it's Xbox heat or whatever kind of heat, he has heat. But I also agree with you. I see Dom winning in a, maybe with a little bit of help. I think this is where we see like a Maxi Priest or Damian Priest or whatever his name is, Judas Priest, interfere and help him win. And why are we looking at each other and so forth?
Well, because
I didn't think you'd hear the Maxi Priest term, or
well, yeah, number one, that was nice. Kudos to you on that one. Well, but I was just going to throw in one more thing. Is I think we all know how this ends, eventually, whether it's at the end of this year, 2024. Oh, we
they're
going to
make up.
Yeah, you know that's where it's going.
Oh,
you know it.
A good story. But what I was going to say, though, I kind of went on that tangent. But everybody talks about the long term storytelling with the Bloodline. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, this has been going on a while as well.
So, another credit to Triple H on this, I think. Great long-term storytelling.
Any chance Mom gets involved?
Ooh, that's a good point. Or Aaliyah, the sister. Yeah. I don't know. I do like that over the last maybe month or so that, you know, Escobar has come out and been helping Rey. I thought that was great. I was like, oh, like a group of the luchadors, you know, are standing up to these guys, the Judgment Day and whatnot. I really dug that. I like that idea. But I don't know. That's a good question. Does somebody get involved on behalf of Rey?
I think so. I think Mom or really long shot Vicky Guerrero.
Or
that's not happening.
Holographic Eddie Guerrero.
I don't think that.
They made a hologram out of Tupac. Why not out of Eddie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Lies he cheats, he steals.
So what do you say? Who's winning this one?
I'm going contrary. I'm going Rey.
Okay. Joey, you were going with Dominic?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with the Pro Wrestling Pundits for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are a one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs and a proud sponsor of the PVD cast. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. Basically, they got you covered for your comic book fandom. So you need to check out the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is the website. And they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. All right, let's get into some other matches. We don't know quite when these are going to be happening, but let's go ahead and jump on into... How about Bianca Belair versus Asuka?
I think we got to go Asuka here because she's got this heel turn brewing, and I think Belair's better chasing than she is as a champion, personally.
I think Belair's gotten stale, for lack of a better word. I'm going with Asuka.
I love the look. I love Asuka's look. It's great. Mm-hmm. I love that, just the whole, like, just blue stuff coming out of her mouth, the pain. She's hot. I'm sorry, I didn't think she's...
I think you're right, Joanne.
I like that. I like where they're going with the character.
I'm going to throw a loop in this. The Great Muta is going into the Hall of Fame. Any chance he is somehow involved?
That's actually not a bad idea.
With his mist.
That would be cool. That would be.
Like him, like, BBB being a guest sitting ringside during that match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or somehow he wants to get Asuka, misses semi-intentionally, and gets Bianca.
That's not a bad idea. I agree, though, with you, Rand. She's coming up on a year as champion. They continue to hype that. I think she's starting to get, again, how can we miss you if you never go away? I think they need to take her off TV for a little bit. I think that they've invested a lot in the new character for Asuka, so I can't see them burning an opportunity when they've built this fantastic. I love the new look. I love the new attitude. The new mannerisms, great. So I agree with you, too. I pick Asuka to win as well. Now to the match that interests me the most, and I'm dead serious when I say that. This is not a joke. This is not me working anybody. Brock Lesnar versus Almas. I'm interested in this match. I want to see what happens. It's either going to be great or it's going to be awful. I don't think there's any middle ground.
I think your interest to me is this has the most questions. This could go a lot of different ways, and very few of them are good.
I agree. It's a morbid curiosity for this match. So you look very pensive over there.
I think what Omos has in his favor is he has somebody that's savvy and that he's learned a lot from since he's worked with him, not just as an on-screen manager, but as somebody behind the scenes, as MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think MVP is going to let if it's him, he's not going to let Omos's chance to shine slip. I agree with you. I think this is going to be a hell of a, like, meat slapping match. I think they missed the boat on the Strowman Omos. They teased it for a little bit, but they never went big with it. And they can go big with this. And I know me slapping it sounds funny, but I'm going to tell you what, when he gets him up for one of those suplexes, people are going to lose their shit. I bet we see one of those ring gimmicks happen during this match.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're hyping 400 pounds. 400 pounds. Last night he weighed into 400. Was it 1 pound or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think we see a ring gimmick during this match. And I'm calling no contest.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I had read somewhere that Brock was...
on his way out?
Finishing up. Virtually nobody goes out of this business with a win.
Well?
It's going to take a lot of work for Omos to have a convincing win over Brock Lesnar.
And that's kind of why I'm thinking
going
no
back
contest.
To very good chance of the no contest. If you break down the ring, what do you do after that?
Well, depending on where this match is slated in the actual evening,
there's no way that this is closing you.
No, it's not. It's not. But you have to just be, I mean, they could do it and then pitch to the Hall of Fame. Because, you know, that takes 10, 15 minutes, you know, when they have
everybody
come
out. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, they show all the video packages, et cetera, et cetera.
I was thinking after they did that, introduce the four at this point, that maybe Dominic attacks Ray, and that's when they have their match.
Rand, I'm going to disagree. I think they're not going to mix Dominic into this. I think
you're going to let him have the actual moment?
Yeah, I think so. Because
he's very deserving.
He's very deserving. I think that for as much as everybody goes, well, the Hall of Fame is bullshit because they just randomly pick people, but I think they still take it seriously. And I think that they will not want to have that type of interaction go on at the Hall of Fame. Now, with that being said, is Dominic there in the crowd? That, I could see him, they stash him somewhere backstage or somewhere up in the nosebleeds or
watching,
somewhere.
Looking pissed off.
Right, right. That, I think they do that. Yeah, but I don't see them actually having something. If it was the Slammy Awards, yes, then they would fight. But I think this is seen as a big deal to many people in the front office.
In other years, the Hall of Fame was its own show, the night or two before.
Correct.
But now it's actually just a break during WrestleMania.
Are they not going to do it Friday night?
I think they are going to do it Friday night, I think.
On SmackDown?
After SmackDown on Peacock.
Okay.
Rand, what do you say about Lesnar and Omos?
Is it Edward James Omos?
I can never say the guy's name. Omos. Sorry, Omos.
I'm going with Brock.
I'm going Omos. But here's my thing that I wrote with an exclamation mark after. It must be short. Don't give them 10 to 15.
Right.
This needs to be 6 to 7. We need to see a lot of hard-hitting shit and then get out of the ring. That's what we need to see.
Lots of meat slapping in that.
Yeah.
We haven't had a group of international announce tables in a long time.
That's true. We haven't. We haven't
seen
that.
We've only got one or two tables at this point.
So you think that a table comes into play?
I think there's a lot of backs.
Palunda, if you will.
If you will.
Well, speaking of meat slapping, let's talk about Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. A triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship.
This truly is Intercontinental, because none of these guys are American.
True.
I like this match.
I think this match has a lot of potential. There's questions of how good are Sheamus and Drew really friends.
Right.
And Gunther, I could see losing, moving on to bigger. I could see him going after Cody. I think Gunther's a star in the making.
Oh, we already talked about that. I feel with the Royal Rumble, he put a stamp on it that he's the real deal. He's
too
legit.
Too soon, or you think it'd go a couple months before he becomes next level?
I kind of disagree. I see Gunther holding on to the title.
So first off, I'm excited that the Intercontinental title is being defended at WrestleMania.
True.
I mean, Usually they're thrown into some sort of Money in the Bank match as the IC champ. It's not defended. It's 39 WrestleManias. I think the Intercontinental title has probably been defended like 6 or 7 times. I'm just throwing that out there. I haven't looked it up. You fired the stats department. So
laid them off.
Well, sorry. Anyway, I see Gunther retaining. I see this is... He is going to be the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Sorry, Wayne, Mr. Ferris, I apologize. But I think that's what we're going to see Gunther do, and then I think he's going to turn it into, like, the not as crazy as What About Me, What About Raven, but, like, I've had this title for so long, and this is supposed to be the second most important championship. I want a shot at the main title.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And eventually there's no more challengers for him.
Right, and I just think he gets the nod here because of his work at the Rumble. I think he really opened some eyes in the front office.
And his feud with Sheamus.
Yeah.
That match that they had at the Castle or whatever.
Yeah, that was hard hitting as all get out.
So, and I think this is going to make him look so strong. And Sheamus, Drew going to look strong. I think Sheamus eats the pin, by the way.
Oh, probably.
It sets up Drew versus Gunther at some point. I wasn't pinned.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So, Rand, who do you pick on this?
I'm taking Drew.
Taking Drew. Okay.
To pin Sheamus.
All right.
And Gunther can say I didn't lose it.
Let's move on to the 6-woman tag team match, where we have Damage Control taking on Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus. I will be the very first person to admit I did not know until literally last week that Lita and Lynch were the tag champs for the women. I did not know that. I don't know how it changed hands on Raw. I know. I missed that Raw, or I missed that part of Raw, and just never... it must have been something I never read or whatnot, so... Joey, what do you say about this 6-woman tag
Damage match? Control with Trish Stratus turning heel.
Ooh! That's bold.
Because they weren't there to save her the couple weeks ago or a week and a half ago when Damage Control beat her down.
Right. I've got Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish winning. This could almost be a pre-show match. This means virtually nothing, does it?
Oh, it means a lot for those folks that want to have a trip down memory lane and enjoy nostalgia. It means a lot. But for the other folks...
Or me, who has a slight obsession with Bailey.
I go with Trish, Lita, and Becky Lynch. And I just wrote down, it's going to make the fans nostalgic and send them home happy, so to speak.
That's the point of them being there, but yeah. I think that's where Trish doing that can leave the door open for stuff down the road, and I think that would be would piss some people off, which would be awesome.
That would be really cool. Okay, let's take care of the two garbage matches since we're talking about tag matches. All right, we have the Women's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Title Match, Tag Team Match. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, Rousey and Baszler, and a team to be determined.
It was last night, was determined.
It was.
Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Correct. There we go. All right. All right. I put a question mark next to that because I wasn't 100% sure. But okay. So, I don't understand. You love to use the term, Rand, spare parts tag teams. This is the epitome of it. And let's also not lie to one another. We know that Rousey's in this only because she can stand on the apron and do a couple quick things, even though that is it hand or arm that's broken.
I forget what the injury is listed as.
Yeah, but this match is going to be a snooze fest. This is where you'll go get another beer out of the fridge or whatnot.
Have my woman go get a beer during this women's match.
Come on, man.
Honey, go get me a beer. I'm going to sit here and watch these ladies in this ring.
PBR is cold, baby.
Bush Light. I want Bush.
While you're in there, give me a turkey pot pie.
I like my beer like I like my Republicans, Bush.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Anyways, so I just randomly picked a team. I said Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez because they seem to have the most focus on them. So that's what I think goes over. Rand?
I like Chelsea Green as a complainer. I like that character.
Yeah, Team Karen?
Yeah. Her and Sonya.
Well, originally it was supposed to be her and Carmella, but apparently Carmella they changed that. Did she get hurt? Okay.
So I'm going with Rousey and Baszler because they were supposed to be facing the quote-unquote tag champs at Mania, and that's changed. So I think Rousey and Baszler win.
Okay. Let's go to the Men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Match. We have Braun and Ricochet, the Street Profits.
To me, that's the definition of spare parts.
What, Ricochet and Braun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Catering? Okay, come here.
Yeah. Hey, guess what we can do? We can do that cool Jimmy Snuka Andre the Giant spot where I'm on your shoulders and do the splash. Anywho. Also in the match is the Street Profits, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders.
Hold on. They should be called Super Bowl V because that was the Minnesota Vikings and the Oakland Raiders. And by the way, the Raiders won that.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that with Coach Madden?
Yes, it was.
There you go. That's why.
He was there.
He was there. Boom! Anyways.
I do like the way the Alpha Academy, Otis is getting looked at by the male models.
I think that that's pretty funny.
There's
like
a little
that.
Bit of humor in that.
And you're going to see that during this match, where he's going to obviously abandon, because they want to push Gable as a singles guy. I see the Viking Raiders winning this.
I do too, because I think that, again, one, they realize, oh, we haven't done much with these guys, and they've been around forever. Two, they got the new look. You know, even though it's kind of not really new, but it's new. They got Sarah Logan back as Valhalla. I think they put a little bit of time and effort into this tag team, so I think they go over as well. Ran?
Yeah.
Well, all three of us.
I'm going Super Bowl V. January 1971.
SB5.
There you go. Well, that leaves us a couple more matches here. Let's talk about Hell in a Cell. Edge versus Finn Balor, or should we say Edge versus The Demon.
The Demon's only lost once.
Oh.
And that was against Roman Reigns here in Columbus.
Oh.
Extreme Rules, when the ropes broke.
Oh.
It was the only time The Demon has lost.
So it's Brood Edge versus The Demon.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly Tony Khan has given his okay for Christian to be part of the entrance along with Gangrel and Edge.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sweet because that was one of the best entrances.
So I think
that theme music is awesome.
We see that. So this is kind of a passing the torch match.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of look at Balor as that Edge type of
similarities.
Yeah, maybe not as far as look, not so much, but as far as work hand.
Yeah,
I see Balor winning this.
I also have Balor winning it. I feel like Balor wins because I think it's going to be a KO where Edge just can't continue anymore. Maybe it's multiple concertos or maybe it's something else. But I just feel like this is going to be, because they keep hyping up about the demons, the brutality, my dark place. I feel that they have to do some type of KO finish with.
And that way they can keep Edge out again for a while, then figure out, because they're talking about him doing a retirement run.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his retirement match to be against Christian.
Okay.
So we don't know where that could go, but anyways. So yeah, I like the way you think with that too. And
I don't see the demon losing.
Unanimous.
I think that character is so good that they want to keep him and develop him further.
Does it come out in black and red or black and purple?
Instead of the red round, it'll be purple. I bet it's going to be purple. Maybe with a little bit of red thrown in.
That'd be cool.
That will be cool. All right, lastly, on SmackDown, we'll get the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. As of recording of this podcast, here's the roster. Bobby Lashley, Johnny Gargano, Dexter Lumis, Elias, Rick Boogs.
I love that character.
Mustafa Ali, Karrion Kross, Bronson Reed, Cedric Alexander, Madcap Moss, Xavier Woods, Shelton Benjamin, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, LA Knight, Hit Row, Maximum Male Models, Los Lotharios, The Brawling Brutes, and Legado del Fantasma.
My God, that's just about everybody but Dolph.
I know, Dolph and Bobby Roode missing.
It's a question of who they want to push. Who wants to get the Baron Corbin treatment? I think LA Knight is deserving. I think they're going to get him.
I say they go one of two ways, LA Knight or Karrion Kross. I think one of those two need that because of what they've done and what they're trying to do with their characters. Because you got to keep Karrion Kross looking strong, because I think Karrion Kross is going to be somebody that's going to challenge Gunther coming down the road or challenge for the world title because of where they want him on the card. So I think you got to see one of those two guys win.
Who was that, Kross and who?
And LA Knight. One of the two of those guys win.
I'm going Bronson Reed.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm going with him because I think this is a way. He's back. He's new. He's the big Bam Bam Bigelow-like character. I mean, he could throw out a bunch of people. I mean, it would be believable.
So we talk about Lashley in this.
Yeah.
First of all, so Bray Wyatt, so that's done. What about the rumor that somebody else is going to be in L.A., and they're wrestling their last match, contractual match, with their company on Friday night, and they might be available for Mania. Have you heard this?
I have not heard this. This is...
So Bobby Lashley versus Brian Cage.
Really? That would be an amazing match.
Triple H wants him. Bad. It's a body guy, right?
That, yeah.
And the two body guys, and I think when they were both in Impact at the same time, Lashley never beat him.
I don't know. Were they in Impact at the same time? I don't think they were.
They were.
I think Bobby was gone by the time Brian Cage was there.
But anyways, that is the rumor too. So
that could be nice.
I would love to talk about another meat slapper. That would be a good one.
Well, plus I think with Brian Cage, you have that high flying ability.
Exactly.
You know, you he can move. He's not just a big muscle head. You know, that can't move around the ring.
Which I think that his style translates better to the WWE than it does in AEW.
I agree 100%.
Just like, what's his name that Jake the Snake was managing?
Lance Archer.
That's not AEW. That doesn't go well with what's going on. But no, I think Brian Cage. So if that's the case, he put it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, cool. I would like to see that. But the fuck is wrong with Bray Wyatt?
Here's my, wait. Going back to Brian Cage for a minute. Do you have him cost Bobby Lashley the shot in the Battle Royal and then he's booked?
I don't know, because I don't see if you can maybe have blindly somebody attacks him backstage. Because
he's supposed to be working. That's right. I forgot about that. Okay. All right, go ahead. Bray Wyatt. I have no idea what's going on with Bray Wyatt.
So they're talking about bringing back the Fiend character.
Mm-hmm.
But what the fuck is wrong? Like, this guy has... You can't build a long-term angle with him if he's going to get hurt or injured.
And at this point, you have, you know, Uncle Howdy.
Yeah, but...
Why not have him be in there against Bobby as the sacrificial lamb? Then you can do the storyline of, my uncle, you sacrificed for my good and blah, blah, blah.
Why kill the whole angle that you were setting up?
I don't know.
But no, that's been, people are like, oh, they weren't really looking forward to the match, but I thought that had been kind of cool. I think Lashley, and you could do some fun stuff. Those guys, I mean, Bray Wyatt's a hard hitter, but they're saying illness. They're not saying injury, which that's kind of weird too.
Yeah, because let's be honest. I mean, if you have the flu or you have the cold or whatnot, you're going to get better in a couple of weeks. So he's been out for a while now. Mm-hmm. So something's going on.
Maybe they're putting him away so he has a dramatic return.
But they already had that already. And then that you know, you go into the well one too many times, I think, with that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the man. All right, real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, I just would like to share that Joey gave me a present today. And he gave me a present of a Fleer 1990 football card with Arizona Cardinals wide receiver J.T. Smith. Hopefully not the J.T. Smith from ECW, who is part of the...
I'm hoping it is.
Well, let's see. He's 6'2", 185. That sounds about J.T. Smith. Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, if only we would be able to get in touch with J.T. Smith, the wrestler, not the football player. Well, hell, I don't give a shit. Maybe the football player. If you're out there, J.T. Smith, you want to talk?
Yeah, come on the PVD cast.
Come on the PVD cast. We'll ask how many times idiot wrestling fans go, hey, were you the guy in ECW that got broken in half?
And you have a sports guy that can sit here and help you interview him.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Former baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and he can get you in touch with him, Wade Boggs. He can get you in touch with Wade Boggs.
Anyways, but thank you for that gift. I mean, I always remember the ECW commercial for their tapes. And I always remember the one where they showed the clip of Mike Awesome. The night Mike Awesome damn near killed J.T. Smith. Like, I remember that vividly.
Those were always the best promos.
Those were.
They got you hyped.
They may say that the Terry Funk Sabu barbed wire match may have been too extreme for even ECW. We're hard-pressed not to agree with them. Born to be wired.
Kimono Wanalea crosses the line.
When Kimono Wanalea dance atop the ECW arena. Oh my God! I also enjoyed the hotline, because the one I always remember from the hotline was after Hardcore Heaven 97. Find out what or who Jameson was doing backstage at the pay-per-view. Anyways.
It was a Blue Meanie.
It was.
Let's be honest.
Probably.
He got all the ass.
Jasmine St. Clair.
Yes. All right, well, that, gentlemen, we're about out of time, so let's go ahead and we will be back next week to review these predictions to see if we're right, see if we're wrong, and talk about future storylines.
Final question: who do we think opens up the show Monday night on Raw?
Ooh,
I went with Paul Heyman.
Okay,
open, but who shows up? Bron Breakker.
Oh, good. Nice. Who starts off Raw? I'm going to say, you say Heyman, you say Bron Breakker shows up. My Raw prediction is we'll have at least 3 WrestleMania rematches.
That's a good one. But I don't think Bron Breakker is going to be the biggest surprise.
Oh, who do you think the biggest surprise is going
to be? Sasha Banks.
You think? Okay. All right. Well, what remains to be seen, DJ Joey Blaze, where can folks find you on the internet to agree with you about Sasha Banks?
Well, first of all, my girlfriend went missing.
What?
Yeah, the police said to expect the worst. So I had to go to the Salvation Army and get back all of her clothes. Never mind.
Anyways.
Bad dad joke.
Anyways.
So guys, you can find me and my terrible jokes, DJ Joey Blaze on Twitter, if you guys like sports cards, Funko, collectibles. We're on Whatnot under the name Remix Collectibles. Come have fun with us on there. John, you just looked at me like, that's the worst joke I've ever
heard. It is pretty bad. I'm like...
But I had you reeled in. You thought, what? Bridget's missing?
Don't cross the bridge.
Don't cross the bridge, baby.
Rand, where can folks find you on the internet?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at randdittmar.com. Yeah, randdittmar. That's R-A-N... double D, I, double T, M-A-R, and you should be taking notes when I talk.
All right.
Or you can find me. We're going to be out at Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis the weekend of Easter. I'll be hanging out there. I'll sign autographs. Why not?
No, there you
come
go,
see
man.
If you can come run your fingers through my mullet. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. By the way, nice mullet. I like
it. I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm trying to get that Mike Awesome going. You
Mike Awesome?
Earlier.
I was going to say Brian Pillman Jr.
Yeah.
No? 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 Okay. No. All right. With that, ladies Poser. And gentlemen. Oh, now, what do you... You got heat with Brian Pillman Jr.?
No, I have heat with his mullet. He's a poser, mullet poser, just because Daddy had one.
Oh, all right. Well, that's another story for another podcast. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it
to... podcast, Pillman.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with the pro wrestling pundits talking about WrestleMania. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the PVD cast. And you can let me know one way or the other. Let me run down the places where you can get in touch with me. First of all, I'm on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can shoot me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for at PVDcast. And you can even shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. All right, now maybe you want to let some folks know about this great podcast, and I want to run down all the different avenues that it's available. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is a great place to get every single episode. But the PVDcast is also available through all of those major podcasting outlets like Stitcher Radio, Spotify, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Just go to your favorite podcasting app, put in the search PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. A third way that you can enjoy the PVDcast is every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a little Facebook broadcast of the week's episode. So that's another avenue for you. And of course, the newest way that you can hear this great podcast is, of course, through CROC Radio, Croc Radio out of British Columbia. I'm so glad to be part of this great internet radio station. And hey, go to wherever you get internet radio, whether it's Streama, for an example, .com, or wherever, just put in CROC to the search bar and you should get the radio station. And definitely listen. I believe, if I recall correctly, I think that the PVDcast airs 7 p.m. Pacific time, if I remember correctly. I need to make sure that I look that up and have it on a post-it note so I can rattle that off. It's the newest outlet, and I don't know when I'm on. Well, you know what? Go on over to CROC Radio, look at the schedule, and there you have it. That's how you'll figure it out. And next week, I'll make sure to have that info. Anyways, nothing like a little oversight to end a podcast on. Well, before we get to wrapping things up, I just want to remind you that if you listen to a podcasting application, please make sure that you rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Rating and reviewing moves me up the charts, and subscribing means that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. And hey, when you see me on social media, you know, retweet what I'm throwing out there. Like those videos on Facebook. You know, like what you see on Instagram as well. Again, that's very important for me. As an independent podcaster, I'm trying to get the word out, and it would just help me out tremendously. So if you could do me that favor, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you very much for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.